Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, this is happening through up to the hour. Midnight, I am talking to Mulebuheng Rapetso, she's on the line. Lebo, greetings and welcome.
Greetings, Pasha. Greetings to our listeners as well. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Father.
I hope you're well.
I'm alive. God is still God. He's still on the throne. So.
He's still keeping you through.
Yeah, he's on the throne and he's watching over. He's not sleeping. He never sleeps nor slumbers.
So. I don't know if you remember the song of the mighty clouds of joy. Elia, he keeps on blessing me over and over again. I know, because I see it. Maybe I don't blame you. Now, thank you so much. Such a beautiful feedback. How does it make you feel?
God talks, and there's nothing better than having a family ever healed. A union ever receive a healing. So there's nothing better than that. It's not physical, it's emotional. So we measure ourselves based on the difference we make at heart.
Yeah. And do they encourage you? Because sometimes you would feel, Esh, Okara, I didn't do well on the show. And then, boom, you get a feedback of someone who says, I've been inspired. Do they encourage you?
I think the feedback, the message is, normally people would say that made a difference. I listened and I enjoyed it, the conversations. And that's when you get nuggets from the little conversations. Because we don't specially prepare for individuals. We talk globally or generally. She said, this is what people are going through at home. And we target even the things that are not verbalized. People are going through something. So we respond to what we understand that people may be going through.
Yeah.
And so the feedback basically says, you touched me, and we're happy with the touch.
Yeah, no, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. So it just shows that the work is not done in vain, you know. And it shows also that, you know, something great is happening out there. There are people who are being touched so much, and the Father is really doing good. Right? Yeah, and we appreciate that. We appreciate that. Now, tonight we are talking about the power of compromise for the sake of a happy marriage. You know, much of the times people would say, okay, why do I have to compromise when I actually am supposed to have some great freedom in my marriage? Why should I be compromising? I should be made happy too in my marriage, you know, and which is valid, you know. Looking at it, you'd see, it's valid. And then others would say, okay, but for a marriage to be a happy marriage, people need to meet each other halfway, you know. They need to meet each other halfway. It means there are some concessions that one would make, you know, to please the other, you know, and vice versa. The two of them do that. And they compromise so that they can narrow their parallelism. They compromise so that they can run on one track instead of two different tracks.
On one track.
Yes. As one person, you know. And they also are aspiring that the unity be enhanced by the very aspect of drawing to each other. I always say, you know, to compromise, it means you are drawing near. It's two lines that are drawing near to become One line. I sell a parallel. Yeah. So these two are coming together. And in some instances and cases, we see people really failing at this, you know, and saying, no. Overlooking this aspect. And that is why I thought that it would be very much great that we speak about the power of compromise, you know, in a marriage, for the sake of a happy marriage. What comes to your mind?
It's quite sad that you talk about it, but the reality, we're not talking about the concept of compromising. We're discussing or trying to address the rigidness, to say there's no place for rigidness.
Yeah.
There's a place. When you start compromising, you no longer stand and rigid. And we never talk about why are we so rigid. Is it because that's what being a woman is, or that's what being a man is, that's what being a mother is? So we call things, we give them a home, and we give them authority when we do that. Then we stand rigid. So space to compromise has here. So even if you compromise, compromise is not self-sacrifice.
Yeah.
It's to say, can we change the standards? Can we agree that now it's just a pack of 7 instead of 8 o'clock? Then that means I leave work in.
Yeah.
You know? That would be the nature of compromising. It's not you can stand over your head. Compromise doesn't mean give up who you are.
Yeah.
It's basically how to compromise. It means you're adding value.
Yes.
What are you bringing to cook up this stew, this pot, you know?
Yeah.
That's compromise. How do you make it better? Or why not type A, they belong, unless you eat doctor, but feel one, but now it's high or something. You know, your diet changes because of the doctor's diagnosis, basically.
Yeah.
So let's be realistic. For what are we compromising and for what? To take care of my spouse, So to compromise, those are the standards. What are you compromising?
Yeah.
And compromise means you're a doormat. And as soon as we understand it doesn't mean that, the meaning of compromise is building together. So if let's compromise and create a space for cooking, you know?
Absolutely.
So I can load more. I was on my way to the airport. Mara, I'll compromise because you need to go to work. You have to go to work. That's how much I'm compromising.
Yeah.
So we insist on going on a particular route. You know, I had an argument with my daughter once. Let's go fetch your sister's car. And then she goes on Google. Tells her it's going to rain. And then therefore she cannot come because it's potentially going to rain, you know? So that's what we do. We tend to look for magazines or an article or TV show to begin to anticipate what should be in a marriage. So if therefore I cannot take you with to avert going through traffic. So that's what we do, Komanyalonga. We always want to compromise. It's aversion. We are averaging something.
Yeah. Sure. Now, much of the times we also see, and we'll come to that when we talk moments, we also see that people need to table down, you know, things that they are willing to compromise. I don't know how you feel about this, but people need to table down things that they are willing to compromise. One of the things that they're willing to compromise is space. Let me start with that. Now that you're getting married, you're going to live together, you need to compromise space. There are people who always love their space, you know. And your bathroom will never be as spick and clean as it used to be, or it will never be a loitering place as it used to be. Some concessions are going to be made.
Concessions.
Yeah.
I like that.
Concessions, like yes. Yes. Yeah. And the smell of curry in the house can go down, or there can be the new smell of curry in the house. And you got sinuses. You got sinuses like myself and all those kinds of things.
Is, yeah. Remember certain behaviors which yeah. is legality too. Actions. For the bathroom I can share is OCD. We give it names.
Yeah.
And omong ota can share for it. Because I'm a man, I can't let the ghost come near. I can't let the ghost, you know? And we associate, we legalize behavior. A long code can be thrown into the bin.
Yeah.
Some behavior belongs in the dustbin.
Yeah.
Let's not legitimize nor legalize it.
Let us not legitimize nor legalize it. Okay. Now sometimes it might happen. And concessions are made. You basically now would not be buying things. You won't be entering into a supermarket after work or passing by the supermarket and just spoiling yourself to a chocolate without thinking about someone. You might actually have to buy chocolate and deprive yourself because it has to be a gift. You have to please someone. Now you have to please someone. You know, self-pleasure can become something of the past. What's your take there?
I think there are habits. So, when I like self-pleasure,
yeah.
that's not high because barata or for not glassy or wine, you know. So, those things are self-pleasure. Yet, the outcome, the result of that choice was something else. So, we're not committed to improvement.
Mm.
So, not to compromise on certain standards, it's murderous on its own. It's killing your spouse, or it's killing your marriage or your family. So let's associate the refusal to compromise as holding a gun over your marriage. Everybody's in a hostage. It's a hostage setup. So you're putting a gun over people. And we should understand the weaponry. For honorably the grenades, the carrots, if you do to side it, or boom, he liked it.
Now, who has now put grenades? What do you mean? I'm trying to get what you're saying.
When we know, even in therapy, from to look at the transfer change, either habit or anything,
yeah.
it can be done gradually. Like if you are a heavy smoker, you don't just throw the box out. We wean you off
yeah.
the addiction.
Yeah.
So some behaviors, if I talk about wean off, if a person is a perpetual person about chocolate, we have this thing of owning behavior still wrong. Without chocolate, I will never be okay. And we now legalize the chocolate. So we are held hostage because I'm not chocolate. What needs to compromise? Are you giving life to your family? Are you bringing life to your spouse, to your marriage, let alone spouse, individual? But to say the benefit of compromising benefits five of us in the household, not just me. So when you compromise, and note, Corey, if I'm intoxicated, I'm more a problem at home. So my marriage, these five people, I are very much hostages. They're being held to whatever. So we need to understand what compromise is. It smells like it's a beautiful aroma. The space changes at home. And it shows consideration. When you compromise, you say, I care about you. It matters to me what you think. It matters how you feel.
Yeah.
That's what compromise is. I notice you. I see you.
Now,
ha ke tsa ka character mama ka nape ya Brianna e rata o ebile Brianna ena ka.
Yeah.
But ka ke khudile ke ja so in other ways ka fela re jwa so re tla ja so. Whether you like it or not, I like it. Wa sneeze ah. A ke go rekele le di antihistamine in case khona le allergy reaction. So if ke go e palla go latla khariata. At least re go rekele di antihistamine ge wena ga go sneeze ga. Go go shape ka antihistamine. Then ha no le allergic reaction. That's just I'm considering.
Yeah. Now when we come back, I'd like us to look at some of the moments that would be showing the right kind, or at least a clearer picture of compromise.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM. There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. I'm talking to Mulebuheng Rapetswa. We are having a case here, you know, the power of compromise in order to have a happy marriage. The power of compromise in order to have a happy marriage. What does it mean? You know, what is the power of compromise? Yes, we know what compromise is, but what is its power? You know, what is the power that is there to bring about, you know, a marriage that is fulfilled, a marriage that is full of bliss and happiness, a marriage that is full of great wonders, you know. A person can really enjoy themselves in that marriage. What are those things that we can bring across and say, yeah, these, they really work. These are actually the way they should be. Now, we come to some of the moments. Look, you used to have these, for example, you used to have these pyjama parties and all-night party people coming to you and sleeping over, friends coming to you and sleeping over. You realize that in order to have a happy marriage, you might have to end that, you know? You'd find that your spouse is not keen with regards to that. Ha! Here's a second one. You might have to end some of the friendships you have with the opposite gender. You might have to end them. You can't be saying kiakocho and you're wearing that skimpy dress or that tight jean or kiako Mary. You can't be. Only Superman. You can be. It can be done no more. And again, you find things like there's a manner in which you used to spend money on your parents and your siblings. You can't spend it that way no more. Now you got to consult, girl. You got to consult, brother. You can't be just popping money and popping everything. You can't. Because now, whether you like it or not, you are accountable to someone else who owns your body. This person has a massive stake on you. And so they basically have some latitude in decisions that are made. And these latitudes go beyond just suggestions. They also become vetoes. You can decide something and they can veto it out and say, no, that won't happen. Never.
Kinali power, kinali marka.
And kinali di rights. Kinali di rights, it's your body belongs to me. You and I are one. You can't be deciding things independently and informing me later. You should talk to me as the idea, yes, as the idea arises. Talk to me. Why don't you talk to me? Zwagalanga neno. Yeah, and let's talk. Wait. Otherwise, it won't work. The marriage won't work.
Look at that constitution in South Africa for marriages. Did the woman's rights and men's rights?
Little women's rights.
Kapela, serebe di feminist, serebe language emo esing muli mudim. Harumala constitution, we didn't consider the Bible. We considered a human being.
Yeah.
You know, haku tinta you paint.
What tinta, you mina? Know? Yeah.
Well, so we need to see that I cannot go home. And my concern now, if we say compromise, it has benefits.
Mm.
One thing, if you cannot compromise, you're standing in the way of growth. Yeah, marriage alone.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Mm.
And there will never be communion between the two of you.
Yeah.
Or Lebanon, Nakon Lebanon, but benefit a communion, Lerato, Lavazuadi, like, eh, Banawa Halet, ice cream, Matukonova, do you mind? We both happy. Alma Rayana di Pataka, you know?
Yeah.
Hi, Dataha must do this. Oh, your mother must do this. So suddenly there's this silent road. Harama to compromise. Then we impose. Pain, we impose discomfort, we impose continuity.
Mm.
So there's no growth. House of compromises, basically, you impose so much negative into your home, to your children. Because how approachable. So you become not approachable when you're not compromising. Creating a facade, it becomes something that is not reflective of a union.
Yeah. Mm. And they basically don't like that. Hey, eh? They don't like that. They don't like being part of that. They don't like that at all. They would rather find themselves elsewhere with someone else rather than with a person who basically. Is inconsiderate, you know, of how they feel, what they want with their lives, and so forth. Now, here's another aspect. You don't attend even your family things where you come from. You don't attend them willy-nilly because now you don't belong to them anymore. You belong to your spouse. You don't belong to them anymore. You belong to your spouse. Check it out. They don't even have a right to invite you out to come to them without considering you. The compromise should be made that your family relatives should be able to speak to your husband more than they speak to you. That's a compromise.
Absolutely.
More than they speak to you so that you would feel the respect. But if they speak secretly, if they speak secretly,
about the master key.
Yeah, if they speak secretly to your husband, you are going to end up being dissatisfied about the whisperings because you'd be seeing actions that are happening without your knowledge.
That's the translation. It translates to the whispering.
Yeah. Whisper in the deep. You will be going that way. Yeah. And much of the times also you will see that if there is a notion of overlooking the need and the power of compromise, it immediately it fights against the balance of the welfare of the marriage. What's your take there?
You have a cheaper on the one end.
What's your take?
It's quite interestingly shocking. We mostly are corporate people, even if not corporate SMEs. You always fight for a brand, you know? What's the brand of your home family? What are you building? Your corporate image, but battering. And, you know, some example you find is an intercultural marriage, you know? And to silence you or not to compromise you or to compromise you dangerously, we speak that language in your presence.
So
we shut you out.
I've seen many people doing that, to their spouses. Yeah. They basically would be doing that to their spouses. It's quite sad, though. It's very
that's
sad.
Deliberate isolation. So if you can't compromise, you isolate him. So Kenya mutu ko by the time cover zero, but Kenya ko solitude.
Yeah.
Romela ko solitude. Uto dilali wani, and you only go to a that state if bahu panisha. So, but baba in perpetual punishment because one person won't compromise. This whole world is about this person. Chocolate every day, even if it means little change. The coin is a little bottle only one, then recreate a saving of kind, you know?
Yeah.
So, but you're not having the savings opportunity because chocolate, and need to go out and have my chocolate. And that's basically the level of compromise. But who are we? Are we branded? Robo man, robo rapid, or robo man? Muntung mokihaman. Harinyala, haru join a robo in union. What brand are we creating?
Yeah.
And what's the CII on? A corporate image. Take our corporate for us. So it's about FI, in this case, family image. Home image, maybe. Are we building a household image? Or is this about the one person who won't compromise? Or who expects compromise from other people? So how and how can we bow down? You are a king of this house. Who are you? You are the queen of what? Who are you in this household? Are you part of this household? Or are we still individuals? Who, it means, Fantico, Raka, Disuisi, Kar Nakrata Disuisi, Bankhatella, or Nakrata Honwa, or Kiapocho Minyaka, or Kuapara, this skimpy outfit, Kadirata, Bakubudita, and I cannot go to a poor, we've got lovely legs, Robo. That might not be the case today. Rahola.
Yeah.
And that which was fitting me those years ago might not fit the same today. And the way the question of compromise getting, there's no trust. Compromise goes with trust.
Absolutely.
Do you trust each other for feedback? One chava or hey, mutaka or hey, burukubole hai salubo nabo. Yashibadi takataka. Feedback. Because how do you build each other?
Yeah.
That's when compromising comes. Can you compromise your standards based on my feedback?
It doesn't.
To be able to say, we are going meeting, Utana briefcase, we are tie blue, not a purple. Everything communicates. Your dress code does communicate. What are you trying to say? What are you how to raise a brand rapid? How what are you going to tell the world? Are you going to tell them for when are you available, when are you can dance? So Ukaita Ama Piano, that's our Pramar. What are you saying? What are you communicating?
Yeah. All right, when we come back, I'd like us to do the effects. What happens then when we continue to overlook the power of compromise in a marital setting? There are those who do. You would hear them saying, Musadi akimurrapeli. And then you'd hear them saying, Munna akimurrapeli. You go your way, then I will go my way. You can go your own way, and I'll go my own way, Fleetwood Mac. They would be singing those kinds of songs and then saying, no, they don't beg and all those things. What happens when that kind of pride is prevailing in a marital setting?
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit yakha umzansi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
657 medium wave. I'm talking to Mulebuheng Rapetsa. We're touching base on this, the issue of the power of compromise, what it is even all about. I can say to you, lately you would see in much of the grievances between couples or people who are married, it would always be that there would be someone who would be saying, you don't want to meet me halfway, you know. You don't want to meet me halfway, and so I have grown tired of running all the way, you know. And then others would go like, I am a bit tired of being the one who has to play both roles when you know you got your own to play. In some instances of divorce, you'd hear grievances like, you fail to prioritize me, and you prioritize other things. You prioritize your profession or something and what, and I had become lonely. So I have realized that you will never change from that. People like them. And then others, it is, well, you don't want to grow so that we be together as one. You still are caught in the skirt of your mother. They say things like that. And it brings quite a lot of concern, you know, because in all the things I have underlined, you can see that there is an undertone of a need for compromise, which is something that a person does not have to pay heavily. If you really love someone, you compromise, you know. You go an extra mile. That's a compromise. You go an extra mile for that person. And you get rid of those things that may cause friction or stumbling in your marriage. But others don't do that. Then you find the consequent divorce. What's your take?
The thing is, the fortresses, we've got fortresses around ourselves. Or I want to be happy, therefore I'll stay in this fortress where I'll send out the missiles if necessary. Because the intention is to protect myself.
Yeah.
And what tends to happen is it takes away the possibility of compromising either way, because you cannot have compromise benefiting the one person only. Yeah. When you compromise, it's for your marriage. It's not for you. It's not for me. It's for us. and we should start thinking it for us, for this union. We compromise for the good of this union.
Mm.
And the problem is we don't hear each other. That's why I can never compromise, because I don't quite know what means or what I didn't know, or I don't care. Mm. Maybe it tickled me. So we don't know each other. And I think that's the first fault, the first error. We don't know each other. We don't know our children either. That's why it's not compromised. So we keep on cause of friction continuously. And I love science and medical geography. You know, the word highly fertile erosion. We cause erosion in our homes, in our children's trust. We eroding the trust, we eroding the love. So what we thought was is no longer is, because nobody compromises. So you're busy refusing to compromise. In other words, I'm not part of your solution. I'm not part of your progress, of your journey. And what I thought was the truth. You're eroding the truth. Yes, not compromising erodes the truth. And it draw up a false picture, which is not the truth.
Yeah.
So compromising helps as stabilize, helps build, helps. It's like glue. It recreates the family, the unity. So to compromise is basically to say, I can do this. And you take away the erosion.
Yeah.
In my mind, I was imagining a way. It creates all kinds of worms. So it's eating away something. So let not pride be the source of eating away, of things going away. Let it not be the source of erosion. Let it not enable. Let's not create an environment to enable the death of the marriage.
You know, I have also seen other things, and one of them is the spirit of pride, where one and let me start with this. It's based on men. In some instances, they would say, "I'm a man," and they wouldn't even do the dishes. You know, compromise means meeting each other halfway. They wouldn't even do the washing, the laundry, and who knows what you know, press the button if it.
And you know, for the white lady, that daddy needs
you. This woman has just given birth to your kid, and they're still weak. You understand? You still expect them. You still expect them to go to the washing machine, take out the clothes, and put them on the hanger for you. You still expect them, as pregnant as they
are. Those old concepts, they must die. Let's compromise. This is a compromise. Let's throw away the old standards. Let's consider it.
Some even demand conjugal rights with their sick spouses, you know. Look, they don't care. You're a woman. You should do this. You're a woman. You should do this. You know, it is so bad. I once spoke with some of the guys who are senior pastors in these big churches that you find in towns, and they were speaking about this thing. And this guy says, you know, we used to do that. We didn't even care that she is on her time or what. So that she must know that I'm the man. And then I said, then you were actually having a slave and not a wife. And they say, yeah. We realize later on. And they realize later when the damage is done. What's your take?
It's done.
What's your take?
I think we just need to reinterpret compromising. It's more like a gift. You're giving to your spouse.
Absolutely.
The diamond ring. To compromise is what you can give to make this person smile. And we relate to the the idea negatively. You perceive it as stupidity. Let's rename it. Let's rename it. To compromise doesn't mean you're weak. To compromise, there's so much more positive. The narrative now is, and narrative and relabeling is such that it tends to say to the other is weaker than the other.
Yeah.
And that's not the case. Yet together you are stronger. Your marriage, your home, your kids are going to be so secured. Hand and favor what to compromise for the sake of this union. Remember, the union, it's an instruction from God.
Yeah.
We're supposed to do this. So to be united at home is to build to make God smile. Can God smile looking at you? So what are those things that you can throw out? What are the things so insisting on starwena o monna ka rwena mosadi? Ha tlisa salary ya gagwe, hey, ha patala dikoloto tsa ka, whatever the case may, we use them as a measure. Your pocket ke measure. Ya stability control. And that's not fair. The stability, the measure is your union and how you carry each other. And we shouldn't. I like Proverbs 31, if not misinterpreted. Like, Jorge, if one person brings in a million rands, this other one invests it. So we must know the nature of the relationship.
Yeah.
This is where we're moving forward, how we're moving forward. When if you manage to do this, if I can maternity ward, it means this, you know. Therefore, another takes over at the same time, you know. So how do we support each other? How do we support each other? And not saying we're sacrificing each other. How do we stand with each other?
Yeah.
And let's change the language a little bit. To compromise is, I'm here with you. Here's a gift to you. I'll give myself to you in this form. In this nature.
Sure. And be ready to accept.
Uh-huh.
And be ready to appreciate. Here's another form of compromise. Many people fail to appreciate. Taba ya no botsa motho ro pila man. Taba ya no botsa motho ro ya handsome. How? Skar ka bani u hudile ba nung and you stop saying that. Yeah, but I can already, you need to be able to say those things that you used to say. You cannot be. And someone said to me, no, Ray, but you can't expect me to lie to my wife. Kare, but the beauty of her grows beyond the body. You start to see her beauty, not only in her, but all around her. Look at your children. Look at how your house has become a home. Her beauty has grown roots and sprouts and has become a large garden. Why can't you see that? But if you do not have the power of compromise, you will never be able to see that. You'll just see a woman who is growing up and who is losing shape. What's your take?
You know, the thing is, there's a lot of denial, I think, because you don't acknowledge either maybe Bajo diagnosis the tabulate Bolivovo and Rateva Obali anxiety, so to speak, as an example. And Muta Arus, they refuse to change behavior that puts you in your corner anxiety. So, refusal to be matured. Refusal to grow. It's like you are not going to speak every day. So life changes. Now, you were in a car accident, it exacerbated your anxiety. Now, something happened, maybe there was a battery, you survived, you lived, you know? But there's that thing that the body will always cringe a little bit when such an occurrence happens. Not because it's continuous, but because of memory. You remember where you were compromised and how. So tola those things. But I'm not saying that's allowed. I'm saying it's okay to realize for my circumstances just for stuck I have changed because of this and this and that.
That person is
not the same, especially when you're growing. If it's five kids or whatever, there's growth. Almost banally retrenchment, things have happened, you know? But you guys are so solid that one spouse or, then there's rigidness again. I have a sense of compromise because we always looking at it as one person only weak. And when you're sitting with high expectations, so you don't want to give opportunity for the other to grow. And merely by compromising, and not just go to heal. We don't know, we're all individuals, and we go through stuff. We need to heal. But don't stand on my way, you're healing, my door, you're healing. Because comparatively, we all walk on next door.
Nevertheless, when we come back, let's continue even with more.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.